Is it trickery? Or is it truth? You, the believer, are the one who makes that determination. Now you see it. Now you don't. Now it's bread and wine. Now it's the body and blood of Christ. There are certain groups, Christian groups, who mock us for believing that we consume Jesus' body and blood. In the place where I came from before I came to Louisville, I remember one day I walked in the vestibule of the church, the front entrance, small area, and there on the table in that vestibule was a group of booklets entitled The Magic Cookie. Obviously, whoever put those booklets there was not a believer in the way that we are and was sort of making fun of our beliefs. It's always seemed a bit strange to me how some people can pick and choose what they believe from the Bible. Jesus gave his body and blood to his apostles before he died. The truth of what we believe is that when the priest gets the bread and wine on the altar and he says the prayers of offering and consecration, he calls down the Holy Spirit on the bread and the wine. And when he does that, the bread and the wine become the body and blood of Christ. I remember for many years, I've been going to the Abbey of Gethsemane since 1990, almost every year. And for a lot of those years, there was a monk who was a priest named Father Matthew Kelty. He was a funny little guy. But I remember on Tuesday evenings, he always gave talks in the evenings. And I remember on Tuesday evenings, he gave his talks on Eucharist. And I remember the one thing, it was the same all the time, and I remember it pretty well. But the one thing that was made it special and made it important and was a little bit different was that he talked about the element of time. When the priest offers the prayers and calls down the Holy Spirit, he is acting in the person of Christ. And Father Matthew talked about how with God there is no time. We humans have time. With God there's no yesterday or tomorrow. It's all right now. And so when the priest is acting in the person of Christ, he is actually being Christ, saying those prayers and calling down the Holy Spirit. Each time it's done, everywhere it's done, all over the world. That's a tough concept. When we come to Mass, we must prepare our hearts to receive Jesus. When I started out saying, now you see it, now you don't, now it's bread and wine, now it's the body and blood of Christ, that was sort of an attention getter, but it's serious business. If we are believers, we believe. Everyone who's here who's going to receive communion, we believe it's the body and blood of Christ. We heard last Saturday night, we become what we eat. We become the body of Christ. We become Christ to one another and for one another. When we receive the body and blood and go out the door, then we are saying that we will be Christ for one another. As believers, We consume the body and blood of Christ, and we take Jesus into our hearts. And by so doing, as we just heard in the gospel account, we have life within us. We have divine life within us. And when we say amen, in other words, yes, I believe, as the response to the body of Christ, we accept responsibility for being Christ to and for one another. And by living our life as Christians, as followers of Christ, we seek eternal life with God. The last sentence of the gospel reading: unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. What does your faith tell you? You're the only one who can decide that. Are you consuming the body and blood of Christ at Eucharist? Do you become what you eat? If you eat this bread, will you live forever? There was a fellow who grew up in a very loving home. His parents were very caring and kind and were very loving and always did everything they could to help others. And they taught this fellow to do the same. And so he grew up learning to do that. One day after he had grown up, he saw, as he was walking along the street, he saw someone being attacked. He immediately went to try and help them. As it turned out, he saved their life, but he lost his. He took a bullet and died. That fellow had never in his life consumed the body and blood of Christ. The important question here is, was he Christ to others?